Dave, everyone's been talking about Bury in the last few days because of what happened at Doncaster. It's been everywhere, all over the news. Is it nice that tomorrow they'll be talking about a really good performance rather than a bizarre end to a game?
Yeah, do you know what? It has been nice, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, when everything bad happens in football or something negative, the press and the media, they're all over it. You know, these shows, they're all made for that, talk shows and that. So, if I'm being really honest, I was on with Paul last night, on the radio with Paul last night, and, you know, what he's done, he'll send a message out that when you get it right, and when a manager's got the morals that Paul's got, then it should be applauded and celebrated. So we've had that time. But like you said, you know, we don't stop planning. At this football club, Sunday, we was in at 7 o'clock, left at 4 o'clock, and, you know, we tried to build this win tonight and prepare. So these lads deserve all the credit for it, because the shift they're putting in, what people don't see, is quite unique. And, you know, I'm delighted that we can just talk about the performances.
And a draw away at Doncaster and knocking Wigan out of the League Cup, you'd have taken that a week ago, wouldn't you? Or would you have wanted to win both?
I wanted to win both, you know, and on a balance of play against Doncaster, you know, we were the better team, created more, you know, gilt-edged chances. So, you know, I wanted to win the first game. I desperately wanted to win today for the chairman. You know, a lot today my thoughts were turning towards the Bolton game, how we just missed out. You know, and that was sort of redemption for me today, because the chairman, you know, he backs me with everything. The support he gives me sort of is quite fantastic. So, you know, it's a night for him. And, you know, Saturday's game, I wanted to win that for Neville. But our fans today, wow, they were 66 minutes again. It's absolutely stunning, the support. And they know what Neville's done for the football club. So, you know, I've enjoyed that aspect today again, that the fans understand the contribution by Nev.
And I know this was a cup game, but to come from behind and beat a team that is going to be one of the big fish in your division this year, that says a lot about how far you've come, doesn't it?
It does, but again, it's a team with potential. I've got to try and realise that potential as soon as I can, you know, and keep getting the best out of this group. Because, you know, I want individuals to absolutely improve and improve, and they are doing, you know. So I've got a goal myself to get these individuals to the highest level possible. That's my holy grail as a coach or manager, to get our players to the highest level possible. And in that, if I can work with them individuals and make them better, then, you know, we've got a chance of really driving forward as a football club.
Is there still a lot more to come from them, do you think, from what you've seen?
Absolutely. You know, Hallamore, Young, Danny Rose, Young, Joe Riley, Chris Hussey's in the best form of his life, Nathan Cameron, Young, Danny Mayer, Young, Tutty, Sawsey's at the, you know, the peak of what he's doing, Kelvin Atu's at the peak. It's a young, vibrant squad. Matty Folds has been involved tonight with us, but he's not been subbed, but he's been 18th man. So, it's a vibrant squad. Waltz is 19. So, I'm enjoying working with this energy that's in the group. But it's my job and Futchie's job and everyone connected with the club to make them better. And that's our promise when they sign a contract with us.